Hey, Tanner.
Hey.
Have you ever seen Hulk 2003?
Let's reel it in.
Tanner.
Hey.
Tell me about what we watched.
Huh?
Tell me about what we watched.
Hulk.
What year?
2003.
Let's reel it in.
What the heck? That threw me way off guard. What?
That threw me off, bro.
Dude, I don't like when you did that.
I won't ever do it again.
I don't like that you
Let's
did
reel
that.
Let's reel it in.
God dang, dude.
I'm rolling the intro three times.
Freaking, if it ain't stuck in your head now, it never was.
Never will be. Fake
Matt
fan.
Fulton has this as his ringtone,
what?
Believe it or not.
Why
I heard.
Did you
I
say Matt Fulton just now when I was going to say Matt Fulton right now.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I met Matt Fulton. I met Matt at Picnic.
Picnic.
It's this festival that we have near in Chicago.
Yep.
And, dude, super cool dude. You're a cool dude, man. But your ringtone was weird. It went.
Hulk 2003. As we said in our last episode.
This guy sucks.
This predates the Marvel Cinematic
the MCU,
Universe.
Yeah.
This is when they had Hulk coming out. When they had Daredevil.
Yep.
The Punisher. That was like the Marvel.
Who played the first Knights? Daredevil?
Ben Affleck.
Was it Ben Affleck? Wow.
Now he plays Batman.
I never seen that one.
Yeah.
And it's a movie, right? Not a show?
It's a movie, yeah.
This is probably before the show Marvel stuff.
Yeah, and then what else did they do pre-MCU? There's a Spider-Man movie.
Spider-Man movies.
X-Men, but that was like Sony and Fox. Hulk is Universal. Universal
Studios. Oh,
Universal
Studios, okay.
That's why there's the Hulk ride at Universal Studios, because Hulk is bound to Universal Studios right
bound,
now.
Bound, huh?
That's why Marvel right now can't make their own Hulk solo movie, and he has to appear in other people's movies like Ragnarok, like Avengers, like She-Hulk.
But isn't the Incredible Hulk part of the MCU?
It is, and I don't remember why they were able to do that. That might have been like a one-off thing.
Okay. I mean, they did have but it did tie into the MCU.
A little bit. Do you think... Before we talk about the movie we watched, do you think that with all the multiverse stuff going on, do you think that the Incredible Hulk from 2008 is from a different universe?
No.
You think that's still Earth 616?
Correct.
Got you.
Because they had the same Ross and the same Tony Stark in the movie.
You're right. You got me there.
We have drinks.
We have drinks.
We always have drinks here.
What do we have?
We have... I'll grab it.
Okay. And I'll watch him grab it. Whoa!
Big boys.
Sparkling ice.
One for you, my friend.
Now, you might
Black
be asking...
Black raspberry.
You might be asking, you guys are watching or talking about the movie Hulk. Why aren't your drinks green? It's a great question.
We didn't think.
It's a great question. We could have. We have LaCroix lime in the fridge right now.
Yep.
But Tanner said, if we're not wearing green shirts, we're not having green drinks.
We had green drinks. We had lime LaCroix 2 episodes ago. We're not doing it again.
I would have done it again.
You should have got Mountain Dew. That would have been fun if you got Mountain Dew. I'm on a diet, though. So.
Yeah.
Well, not a diet. New lifestyle.
I'm just going to baby this pour. I'm just going to do a little stream.
Dude, I love these. Since I've been losing weight, I love these. They're only 5 calories. Mm. Oh, we didn't even cheers. And they're really good.
They're very good.
Not a lot of flavors, though. Just probably like 10 flavors. Mm.
Did you count them?
I need more. No, I just want more flavors.
Did you count all the flavors?
I might as well.
Well, maybe it's like a gas station where they only have limited flavors at different places.
So the Hulk.
Have you ever drinking a drink that's green with the picture of the Hulk on it? Because every time I see that, I get it.
Not that I can think of.
No? Me neither, but I definitely have. Like, specifics?
Maybe as a kid. Maybe there's been, like, slushies or something like that, like the movies or whatever.
As a kid, anything Hulk-flavored, I wanted it so bad.
Really?
I wanted it. Yeah.
I always wanted blue-flavored.
Huh? That was Beast from X-Men.
I always wanted blue flavored.
Oh, blue raspberry.
No, Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Lawrence. Was she in Days of Future
She's
Past?
Mystique.
Who?
She's the blue naked one. Mystique.
Ben is always so inappropriate.
I'm saying it how it is. She's naked.
She's
get over it.
She's naked.
She's naked.
She's naked now. Okay, anyway.
She's got scales, all right? She's got scales on her chest.
Okay. So do I.
Got scales?
Dude, tell me about this movie.
Well, let's do it. Do I introduce it first or do we do the summary first? Dude, I will never understand the order of this podcast.
Freaking, we came up with it together.
This is true. What, so do you want me to...
Tell what year to come
I
out?
I have the summary
who
first.
Who directed
but
it?
You're asking me the facts right now.
I'm asking you the bare minimum.
This movie's PG-13.
Okay. Really?
For...
Oh, God.
Precious Gamma.
13.
Directed by Ang Lee.
Okay.
What else
has he directed? Because
I'm going to check that out real quick.
He had the most interesting directing style I've seen in a long time. I'll let you know. Actually, I won't let you know what I thought about the movie.
He did Life of Pi.
Okay.
He did Brokeback Mountain.
Never seen that. I've seen Life of Pi, though.
He did Gemini Man, the Will Smith one where Will Smith fights younger Will Smith.
Yes.
He did...
what about old movies, though?
Sense and Sensibility.
No idea. I heard Gemini Man wasn't good.
Yeah, it was all right.
It looked good. I remember the trailer. I was like, that looks cool.
You want to hear something pretty crazy?
Yeah.
When I worked at the movie theater, that movie came out, and it was one of the first ones that came out with, like, I think it was 4K 3D or something like that. I don't remember what exactly it was, but they were testing it in one of the projectors, like, a couple days or weeks before it came out, and I was the person who went into the theater and watched the movie and tested it.
Really?
Yeah. So that made me like it a lot more.
Is that all theaters now have that? Is that all the theaters?
I think that was just a special. I don't know exactly. I think we were checking to see whether or not the file, the movie that they sent us, because they send it through the internet.
Through the cloud.
Through the cloud onto the projector.
Okay.
We were making sure that it was compatible, I think.
I remember I watched the trailer. I'm like, I'm so excited. But then when I saw the Rotten Tomatoes, I'm like, dang.
Dang.
Same about Nope.
We live our life by Rotten Tomatoes.
Same about Nope. Nope. I heard looked great. Mm-hmm. Looked cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then you said it was okay.
I'm mixed on it. I think overall it was a good movie.
Yeah.
I think Jordan Peele is too talented of a
Nope
filmmaker.
Nope came out last month.
To make a bad movie, you know, I think he's too talented to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But some things just, for me personally, didn't add up. And I walked out of there just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Bummer.
Just right down the middle.
Bummer. Yeah.
So that's about four other movies we just talked about. But
Hulk. Yeah. Hulk.
Ang Lee, 2003, PG-13, Bars.
Yeah.
Bars.
Yeah.
Do you think he released the movie in 2003 because his name is Ang Lee and he wanted it to rhyme?
I'm going to start the five-minute timer if
for
you
the
don't
summer
stop talking about this. Oh, my gosh.
You're ready to start the timer?
Yeah, I'm ready to start it.
Is it already going?
It is right now. Go.
Okay, so movie starts with about a 30-minute intro scene, okay? 30-minute intro montage about this professor working in his lab doing something. Like 30 minutes in, there were still credits rolling. I'm like, what the heck is even happening?
Yeah.
But yeah, so it shows a little bit of Bruce Banner's history with his parents.
They live
in the middle of the desert right next to the nuclear plant, the Gamma plant, where his dad works because they I don't know. But something happens behind closed doors that Bruce saw when he was a kid that he doesn't remember. He suppressed it. Jump to the future. Bruce Krasinski? Not Krasinski. That's John Krasinski. We'll call him Bruce Krasinski. He changed his last name.
Something. Something.
Kreischold?
Kreischold, I think. Yeah.
Kreischold?
I don't remember.
Krasinski.
I don't know.
He goes by Bruce Krasinski, and he's a gamma scientist following his father's footsteps, even though he didn't really know that his dad was that, I think, right?
I think, yeah.
I don't know. He thinks his parents disappeared when he was a kid. Anyway, he's working on some stuff, and he gets exposed to gamma radiation.
Yep.
He sacrifices himself from the gamma blast to save somebody else.
Yep.
And it awakens something inside of him that his dad injected into himself that he passed down to Bruce.
Yeah.
Genetically. So, Hulk comes out. government agents kind of go to his house and check him out because he hulked out in the lab and it was all destroyed, and he left his wallet there, so they think it was him. He hulks out, smashes it through the window, breaks his neck. He lives, though, and he kind of just goes to save Betty?
Betty.
Betty, who is his ex.
Yep.
And her dad.
3 minutes.
Is the military general.
General Ross.
General Ross. And he doesn't like Bruce because he thinks he's unpredictable, which he kind of is. He's an angry man.
He's the Hulk.
He's the Hulk. He can flip a switch like that.
Yeah.
So Bruce goes to Betty's house in the woods to protect her because his dad came back.
Yeah.
After all these years.
Yeah. And David is his name.
David? All David. Right. And David. Oh, boy. And David met with Betty, and Betty pissed him off. So he's like, I'm going to send my dogs after you, which I put my son's blood in, and now they're gamma dogs. Okay? Let me tell you what I named these dogs. There's a pit bulk.
Oh, okay.
A mastiff. Massive. Mastiff. And a hoodle. So these three dogs go... Go and attack.
And a hoodle. Is that what you thought I was going to laugh at?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
hoodle.
Man. So the pit bull, mastiff, and hoodle all go to attack Betty. And 145?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude.
Holy
you better
crap.
Hurry up.
So the Hulk beats the crap out of them and like smashes them.
Yeah.
And Hulk then the rest of the movie is, I think, them talking about what would happen if he turned into the Hulk again.
Yes.
And him not wanting to turn into the Hulk, him being in containment, him, Betty, and Ross, and Bruce's dad.
David
all kind of conflicting. So a lot happens there, but also not a lot happens. Just a lot of conversation. A lot of talking in this movie.
Yes.
So David injects himself with his son's blood and sucks some air from a tube. I don't even know what the heck that was.
Yep.
And becomes the absorbing man. So anything he touches, he becomes.
Yep.
All right. Much like when...
God.
When Bruce Banner was exposed to the radiation. 15?
50.
50?
Keep going.
Much like when Bruce Banner was exposed to radiation, became the Hulk, when his dad was exposed to the radiation, he became the absorbing man.
Yes.
Something that was already in them that they injected into themselves. Okay, anyway. Hulk's in the containment center. They try to... The dude whose neck he broke tries to, like, get a sample of him to sell it, and Hulk ends up breaking out, and the military has to go and try to put him out and stop
25.
Him. And Betty goes up to him and is like, yo, Hulk, chill. And he does. And then they capture Bruce again and bring him back to this weird place where they let his dad go and talk to him, which even though they know his dad's a bad person, they let him into the room.
Eight,
and they
seven,
fight. And Hulk,
six,
five, we think he dies.
Four,
find
three,
out he's
two,
living in the jungle and
one.
He's okay at the end of the movie.
That's it. Literally zero.
Yeah, zero. Zero.
Okay.
I had a hard time summarizing that movie. You want to know why?
Why? Do you fall asleep?
No.
When did you watch the movie? Today?
Today.
Okay.
Today.
Yeah.
I do not have short-term memory loss. There is just a lot.
So much
that
happened
in this movie, but it was never shown. It was just talked about.
Yep.
And so I had a hard time following all these conversations
yep.
about what was happening.
Yeah.
It was a lot of exposition and a lot of backstory.
Yep.
It was a lot of people explaining their backstory
yeah.
and what was going to happen and what they were feeling.
Yeah.
Then I remember very little about the movie from my childhood.
Okay.
Very little. This movie came out in 2003, so I would have been 2.
Holy crap.
Came out.
God, I keep forgetting you're
okay.
youngling.
I would have been 2 years old. But
a Padawan.
So there's no way that my parents would have taken me to see this in the movie. Like, no way. But I have a vivid memory of these freaking dogs and me being terrified of them in the movie theater.
Okay.
But no way I actually saw it in the movie theater. I had to have seen it at home. But in my mind, I was in the seats, like in the front row,
mm-hmm.
looking up at these freaking drooling dogs.
Yeah.
and I was terrified. I was so scared.
2 years old, you said?
Yeah. But like that couldn't have been. No. That could not have been.
No.
That's way too young. My first movie was Finding Nemo, and that came out
2004.
So, yeah. I know why I saw this movie in the theaters, but I have a memory of me seeing it in theaters. It's so weird.
That's weird.
Anyway, I remember playing the video game of this movie. Did you ever play the Hulk video game? Bro, that game was so fun.
Here's my thing. So I was never into the Hulk. I never got into the Hulk at all. My hero was always Spider-Man. And then later in life, when I was in like... The year Dark Knight came out, 2010. I think it was fifth, sixth grade.
Okay.
I was really, really into Batman.
I've always been into Batman, dude.
Yeah, but not so much anymore. Batman's good, but I never got into the Hulk. I never really saw what was good about it.
My top three were always Spider-Man, Batman, and Hulk.
Okay.
Don't know why Hulk was in there. Just thought he was really strong and really cool.
Who do you think is the best actor that's played Hulk?
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo?
Mark Ruffalo. Poor including the old TV series.
There was a Hulk series?
Didn't know that. I don't even know. Like 80s, I think. What 70s? No, that was definitely wasn't 80s. That was like 60s or 70s.
What was the reason they recasted Ed Norton then?
He's just a hard person to work with.
Is he really?
Yeah.
You know who else I heard is a hard person to work with?
Who?
Dennis Quaid.
Who's Dennis Quaid?
Parent Trap? The dad? You don't know who Dennis Quaid is?
I know the name. Does he have a mustache?
He's got like facial hair.
Mustache?
No. You ever see I Can Only Imagine?
Is that a movie or a song?
It's both, but the movie. All right. He's nervous. He doesn't know who the frick Dennis Quaid is.
I don't. Oh, man.
You ever see Yours, Mine, and Ours?
Is he the dad in Soul Surfer?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Dennis Quaid.
He is a hard person to work with. I have heard.
You've heard about that, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
I know.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Dennis Quaid.
My top three, yeah. So, I'm still talking about my then. I played the video game a lot.
Oh, okay.
I did not own the game. My friend had the game. I would go to his house, and I would beg him to let me play the game.
Was it replaying the movie?
No, it was something completely different. Okay. Something completely different.
But it was still like the character.
Yeah, it was like it was. It was so
Ang Lee's
cool.
Hulk.
What?
It was Ang Lee's Hulk.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but just being able to play as, I remember playing as the Hulk and just being able to like just jump across the entire map.
Yeah.
Or being stuck in a room, not being able to find your way out for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So that was
same with the Avengers game. Have you played the Avengers game?
The one that came out on PS4?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I saw like the first like 10 minute walkthrough of it and the Hulk looks fun to play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 100%.
Does it start when they're on the bridge?
Yeah.
Ah, dope. Yeah. Also, I'm throwing it back a little bit. The reason we're on Reel It In, we're talking about our childhood, right?
Correct.
All right. So I'm going to talk a little bit about my childhood right now.
Okay.
Big part of why.
Glad you're going on the script today.
Big part of why I chose this movie. You're welcome, listeners. So I had a friend named Jake Snyder. All right. Jake Snyder. Not related to Zack Snyder in any way. But our backyards were pretty much the same.
Okay.
Growing up. And he had a Hulk action figure.
Okay.
And I think that's why I liked him, why I liked the Hulk so much, because he had a really cool Hulk action figure that I really wanted.
Okay.
I had my Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, Batman, I had all that. But he had a super cool Hulk action figure and I wanted it. And I would always take it from him. And he had a little bit of a speech impediment growing up.
Okay.
So whenever I would take it from him, he would say, "Mein Hulk."
Okay.
And then he'd grab it from me.
You're like, that kid speaks fluent German.
He'd be like, "Mein Hulk," and he'd take it from me. I'm like, oh, okay.
Mein Hulk.
Yeah. But now he's like in bands and stuff, and he's doing pretty good living in Chicago, living a rock star life, and I doubt that he even remembers this.
Yeah. He's in the band called The Lisps.
He's in a band called Bussin.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he said we are bussing.
And does he have music on like Spotify, Apple Music?
It's bussing, and then he has what's the other one?
I want to listen to it later.
He's in a band called Fade, FAYDE.
Ugh.
Okay, buddy.
Is he your age?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're the same age.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, your childhood.
Now,
what else about
now? I was watching it now. So bored. Dude.
Okay.
So bored.
I was so bored.
Your mouth. It's my turn. I was so bored. I was so bored. But.
Oh, my God.
But these are some of the coolest action scenes and most realistic action scenes that I've seen in a superhero movie.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you get behind that?
No.
No? No,
no, not at all.
So when he's fighting off the dogs, I'm talking about stylistically.
Dogs. Okay, that's a better scene. I thought you were talking about the tank scene when he's like twisting
the
tanks.
I'm talking about the tank scene too. That's
Grow
an
up.
Scene.
Grow up.
That's
no.
That's so cool.
Oh my gosh.
He's ripping stuff
2-year-old
off
Ben's coming back
and
out.
And throwing, it's going like 1,000 feet in 0.5 seconds. Oh. Do you see the inertia on those objects? He threw a tank across the map and the dude just walked out of there.
He said realistic action.
I don't say realistic action.
What'd you say?
I don't even know what I said, but it's definitely not realistic. Some of the coolest? Stylistic.
I really want to go back and I want to hear him say the word realistic.
Oh, man.
Okay. Just like press your screen and like tap it two times.
Press your screen and see what
happens. Tap it 2 times and it'll be 30 seconds behind. So.
But
go
yeah,
ahead,
dude,
go ahead.
So the dog fight scene.
Okay.
The tank and plane scene. When he's just jumping through the canyon, dude, I love that. When he's like just flying almost from rock to rock, that's so cool.
Mm.
And when he's breaking out of the
place.
That was
kind of cool.
When he's breaking out of the water tank, he's like, you know?
Yeah.
When
he's walking through the halls and he's like obnoxiously green looking, yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh.
He's like chroma key green.
Yes.
But,
yes.
All that to say, the last fight in this movie is one of the worst fight scenes I have ever seen.
100%.
Because you don't know what the heck is happening the whole time. You don't know which object his dad is, if he's water or rock or
yeah.
air, or if he's just a green
fire.
Glowing light fire. I don't even know. But that was super muddy.
So it reminded me of Transformers. Remember how we were talking about the last
but
fight
Transformers
scene?
Transformers was cool.
You I know what you mean.
It,
no, I know what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah.
But like the whole, like, you pause the screen
yeah.
at one point in both mm-hmm. movies, it's a bunch of mush. Like, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah. So kind of like Goofy Movie, last episode.
What?
People didn't like it when it came out.
Oh, okay.
And it's recently kind of got a second life where people are like, this was actually good. As opposed to Goofy Movie,
no.
I don't think this is good.
I agree with you.
I think Goofy Movie is good.
I'm so glad that we agree.
I don't think this is good because the majority of it is just people talking and not a lot of action. And I don't, like, I'm fine with drama in my action movie. Like,
yes.
Please. But when you're on the fifth, like, 10-minute conversation
mm-hmm.
and you haven't seen Bruce Banner in, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of checked out.
It.
I'm kind of checked out.
Yeah. Was that your then or is this your now?
That's my now. But also, it was like a comic book. It was a comic book. I was like, you were looking at comic book panels. You were flipping through a comic book the entire movie.
I thought that was really unique and fun.
That was kind of cool.
That was probably my favorite part of the whole movie. I can't give away my Tottenham Romero, but basically I'm drawing the line between it being a really bad movie with so much boring dialogue.
Yeah.
So much unnecessary dialogue at some points.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't say boring. I'd agree with you saying unnecessary.
It's just so boring. It ended up being boring.
Because
I was just like, I don't care about these people. I just want to see him turn green for a minute.
Please
and
give
it
us
took
Green
for,
Man.
It took him like 45 minutes.
They called him Angry Man.
Did they call him that?
Angry Man's in Seattle.
They literally took like 45 minutes to get him to be the Hulk. And I'm like, that is way too long.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Edward Norton's took less than that.
Well, Edward
sure.
Norton was already the Hulk.
Oh, when he started?
He was in the factory. There's a flashback, I think, maybe. To him.
Oh, really?
The Hulk.
Oh, I don't remember
but when
that.
It started out, he was working in the factory in a different country because he had to leave America.
You're right. I do remember that.
And then
that.
He had the whole thing like, you know, like 13 days since last rage or whatever.
Yes.
Like that.
Yeah. So there's that part where I'm like, ugh. So boring.
Yeah.
So this was one of the only movies I've watched for real and where I actually almost wanted to be asleep.
Wow.
So, but on the other side, what kept me hooked was all of the unique shots, mm-hmm. the transition shots, the style of, like, I love the scenes where it was like, there's one, it had different camera angles in the same scene. Like, there was this angle and then this camera angle. The same scene was going on just from two different angles. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, one character's talking right here, and then one person has, like, the big screen and one little, like, side one.
Yeah.
And then, like, there was other shots where, like, General Ross is, like, it's just, like, a panel moving by talking, and then, like, someone else's scene's right here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really fun to watch. Yeah. And I got to say, every time he turned into the Hulk was interesting to watch, too. I liked him as a Hulk. I hated him as Bruce.
You don't, yeah.
Hated Bruce Banner's character.
Yeah, I.
So boring.
It was kind of boring, but I don't know if that's Eric Bana's fault, and I don't know who to blame for this movie not being good, because you can see that a lot of passion went into it,
mm-hmm.
a lot of style went into it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the writers. I don't know if it's the editors.
Yep.
This movie could have been an hour and a half and been really good.
Yeah, 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Take out an hour. Take out the first 30 minutes.
Yeah. Here's where I'll go back to.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. So that's my then. I didn't even know it existed, honestly.
Huh.
Now, so this is my now. So we're, mm-hmm. now we're jumping onto this. Just not fun. Just not. I'm not as mad as I was with Pooh Heffalump. But okay. I was like, God dang, this movie is like not fun. So
here's my next question.
Yes.
Did you go into this movie thinking Ben chose this movie, hence I'm not going to like it?
No. No.
Be real with me.
I'm being honest with you.
Be real with me.
Our first movie we did this season was SpongeBob. I love that movie.
This is true. This is true.
Listen. Here's the thing. These stupid dogs. The dogs are the stupidest part of the whole movie.
Tell me their names. What are they?
I don't care. One of them was Hootie.
Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Only one of you.
Yeah, yeah.
No, so the dogs were the stupidest part of the movie. That part was so dumb. So dumb. I could have
Why was it dumb?
Here's Tanner's cut. Here's the Tanner cut. The scene where she walks into the forest, sees him standing there behind the trees, like just like she's like, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
From that moment on. She could have, like, gone in the car to hide, and he could have gone in there and be like, it's me or whatever, without the dogs.
As the Hulk?
But, he would calm down. He would, like, shrink back to human.
Well, he was about to calm down, but then he got bit by a freaking hoodle.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want... That's what I'm saying. I don't want... I didn't want the hoodles. I didn't care about the hoodles.
A pit bull.
I thought it was really dumb. I didn't know who the villain in this movie was most of the time.
Yeah.
I was like, because David, I'm like, David seems okay at first. Like, he's just trying to, like, I thought for sure, like, when he's in the hospital bed and David comes to, like, see him, he's like, I thought he was going to, like, mentor him. And I thought he was going to be like, hey, I'm going to, like, teach you how to be a Hulk because I was the Hulk once or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then send stupid dogs. And then the next time Betty and David are interacting, they're like, he's like, I'm not mad.
Yeah.
You killed my dog. So dumb, bro.
So dumb.
So dumb. I did like the last fight scene, though. Not the last fight scene where it was David versus Bruce or Hulk. I liked how Ross and all the government was trying to chase him throughout the desert, in the water, downtown.
That's what I'm saying. It was so cool.
That
watching
part
him, like, fly across the canyon.
That part was fun. But, like... Because I think it was just so visually appealing to watch. Because it was so bright. It wasn't gross. It wasn't like mushy like the last scene.
What do you think of the CGI?
Bad.
You think it was bad?
Bad, yeah.
I think the Hulk was a little too green.
Mm-hmm.
But
the
I thought it was...
I didn't like the face.
I thought it was pretty good, bro. Hulk? Hulk in this movie, dude.
What's up?
He could get honeys. He could pull Betty.
He went for a girl named Betty.
Betty saw him in the tree and she thought,
here we go. Here's where Ben gets inappropriate.
Never mind. I feel like she was disappointed that it was Bruce because she was looking at Hulk thinking like, this could be my new man.
Oh my gosh.
100%.
Dude, that other character the boy or the guy who, oh, what? They got into a fight in the house. What's his name? Antoine? And
they got the broken neck. Yeah.
Yeah, I hated him.
You were supposed to.
But no result of that guy. He got obliterated.
He got obliterated.
That was really dumb.
Favorite scene in the movie? Ready for this? Favorite scene in the movie. It's really weird. I don't know why it's my favorite. Mm-hmm. But after he throws him through the window, his head lands on a car, right? Remember that?
Oh, doesn't he like chuck him back or something?
And then he pushes him back into a car.
Yeah.
And then the Hulk jumps out, and the scene stays on him a little bit longer. And then after like 2 seconds, the puddle next to him shakes because of the Hulk's force of the jump.
Oh, I did see that.
I thought that was just really cool. I don't know.
I did see
it
that.
It was a cool way to show how big and strong the Hulk is. Also, unlike the MCU, Hulk got bigger and stronger and angrier the more pain he got.
Yeah, I thought that
the
was
more
cool.
More pain he
endured.
Thank you. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I think the Hulk in the MCU is a freaking wimp. Thanos knocked him out, and then he didn't want to come out anymore. You know? I got angry at that.
Ed Norton's Hulk was ferocious, though. I loved Ed Norton's Hulk.
I love you that you call him ferocious. It's true. It's accurate. It's true. It's just a
yeah.
Yeah.
That's my now. I could get into way more of why this movie sucks. But
yeah, we're only like 40 minutes in, and we're still in the end of now.
Honestly.
So I only have two quotes.
Okay, because this movie had no quotes.
No
interesting ones.
I chose the most reoccurring line throughout the movie, which was Eric Bana saying, "What did you do to me?" to his dad.
Okay.
I think it was like 7 or 8 times
he said that. That's true.
And then from the scene where Bruce Banner is tied, like at the end of the movie, like he's tied to that sound stage almost, and his dad comes in and they're lit like it's a stage play.
Yeah.
That felt like I was watching a play. I mean, that had to have been intentional. Like the acting style was play. It was super over the top.
Yeah.
And I just, and it just felt different.
Felt weird.
Yeah. From that scene, I put when the dad yells, "I'll go. You just watch me go." And then he bites the electrical wire and just gets shocked. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure. I didn't like the movie.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. I didn't care.
Ooh. Okay. But those are the only two quotes that I have.
Got it.
Traumatizing scale?
Not really.
Bro, you ready for this? I'm giving it a 3.
Why?
I watched this when I was super young, and the dogs really
freaked me out. Right?
The dogs really did scare me.
Ugh.
They looked like demons.
The only thing traumatizing about this movie is that it exists.
Oh.
That's what I'll say.
Dang,
I'll say
so
that.
You also 3? Okay, sounds good.
Douchebag, that's not what I said.
Totten Tomato score.
What's the Rotten Tomatoes on this?
All right. Ready for this?
Yeah.
This is interesting.
Okay.
You don't see this too often. So, Rotten Tomatoes gave this movie a 62%. Same score as a Goofy movie.
No. Goofy movie was 61.
Oh. So,
this movie's a little better than a Goofy movie. Are you crapping your pants?
But.
Reviewers?
The audience score is 29%.
That's. Holy. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude.
So, that's interesting.
Interesting. Okay.
Because usually for superhero movies, it's flipped. It's
wow.
Critics give a bad score. Fans give it a great score. But this is like, people hated this movie. That's what I'm talking about. And it kind of came back. And it's kind of fallen more to that 62%
okay.
now.
Yeah.
And being honest, I'm having
I only want you to be honest.
Thank you. I'm having a hard time seeing it be that.
You're also having a hard time saying the sentence.
I am. Because I don't even know how to say it. I understand.
Be honest.
Being honest.
That's all I want.
Thank you. This movie should only be the 29%.
I agree. I agree with you.
And the only reason it's not like at 5% is because of the style and the fact that the Hulk got bigger when he was angry. I like that a lot.
That was cool. Yeah, I did like that.
Yeah. So, Tanner.
Yeah.
What's your Totten Tomato score for the movie?
25%?
25. 25%.
Easy, clean number. Didn't like it.
Mm.
Some things I did like. I liked a lot. The 25% is Ang Lee's directing style. And the interesting shots and stuff.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Okay. So I want to give this a 30%.
Okay. Why?
Because of the same reason you do.
Angley. Got it.
I just want to bump it up to a 30.
I'm totally okay with that.
I think he's worth that. And that's the first
score.
That's the first score. I think he's worth that. I think Angley is worth a 30%. That's the first score that I've given that's just straight up for Tottenham Tomatoes.
Yeah.
I've never just given a 30 like out of 100%.
Thank you for finally doing something that we talked about when we talked about the show.
100%.
Give me a break.
Oh, wow. We're just really negative. Let's end off
on a high note
by saying one thing that we liked about the movie.
Ang Lee's directing style. I said this 3 times already.
And I liked that the Hulk got bigger when he got angrier. Okay. Well, thanks for listening.
This movie
to us.
Makes me want to take
literally just ramble on.
I need to take like a freaking minutes. Tylenol.
Xanax. Oh, yeah.
I need to take a Tylenol and just take a long nap.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Would you rather have the powers of Spider-Man or the powers of Hulk?
Spider-Man, dude.
Would you rather have the powers of Superman or the powers of Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, dude.
Would you rather have the powers of Batman?
Spider-Man, dude.
Okay.
Batman? Are you kidding me? He doesn't do that in powers.
Next week.
Next week, bro.
We are watching
Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow.
We're kicking off the Halloween spooky season. We did this last year, too. We got four weeks, I think. I think 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Last week will be the Halloween episode, which we're not going to tell you what it is. But we got Halloween movies this month, so it'll be really fun.
So the next 4 episodes will be Halloween.
It's my favorite time of the year.
Yep. Spooky and then we'll have just a couple of regular ones in there before the Christmas season begins. So about 90% of the season is going to be
Christmas and seasonal.
Halloween.
Seasonal
holiday specials.
Yes.
All right. But that's the way we do it here on Reel It In. Plug away, Tanner.
You can follow me at Tanner Reckledge at real.it.in.podcast and Talk Time with Tandrew. No mas, grow and go.
Whoa, RIP.
Also, I got a new song coming out soon.
Do you want to put a little?
No, I don't want to play a snippet. I said no.
I just played it. I just played a little snippet of it.
No, you didn't. You don't even know what it is. That's the thing. I let Ben. Not at all. So. Stay tuned for that. I'll keep you updated.
But thanks, bro.
Ben,
thanks
plug away.
Thanks for that, bro.
You're welcome, bro. Plug away.
LaCroix Boy Ben. On Instagram. Also, just I want to say this just for the viewers know, because I feel like they care about us.
A little bit. Matt Fulton does. I know that for sure.
Yeah. Just wanted to say that. Actually, I'm not going to say it.
What the heck?
Keep it real.